You're listening to Chapter and Verse, the teaching ministry of Muleshoe Fellowship with Steve Frisco. This message was recorded on July 13, 2022, and is titled, Get to Judging. So grab your Bible, and let's join Steve in the message.
Anyhow, we're going to have a good night tonight. How many of y'all saw a little coffee with the Colonel this morning? So you come here to have a little fun with the judgment, the judging subject. How many of y'all ever heard anything in church about judging? Yes, let's not do that. That's a dirty word. Well, we're going to fix all that tonight. So we'll get everybody a little more comfortable with your judging attitudes. So anyhow, well, it's just good to have the Murphs tonight and everything we got going on. We got the last Wednesday of the month, whatever day that is. Anybody know what day that is? The last Wednesday of the month. Doesn't matter. It's the last one. If you miss it, it'll be August. The 29th. Yeah, well, Bunk Skelton is coming on that Wednesday night. We've been 27th. 27th, toy. You're going to be 2 days late. Yes, ma'am. I remember that now because there's a roping on the 29th. So, anyhow, we're going to get Bunk over here, and we've been trying to get him to come, and he's going to sing a little bit, and he's going to minister in some word. And so you get that marked down on your calendar. Tell all your friends and neighbors, the ones who don't have the pockets for this. How many of y'all been in on the pocket speech? If you got some friends and neighbors don't have the pockets for this, bring them on the 27th, because they'll have a lot of fun and they'll really enjoy Bunk, and it'll be a good word that night too. That'll be absolutely for sure. We were in Fort Worth this weekend for the FFA rodeo. Was prior to the FFA convention. Some of you that follow us along on all our social media stuff knew what we were doing, and if you watched very close, I had a couple little rants in there, kind of got on my soapbox a little bit. But one of the things I want to remind you of, and I'm going to do this several times between now and the school year, because we were in a building that had a lot of ag teachers, almost every ag teacher in the state of Texas. That building was plumb full of students. It was a school thing. Not unlike being in Gonzales a couple months before for the junior high rodeo finals. You see, rodeo is a school thing. If you don't make your grades, you don't get to rodeo. Now, your practice sessions have to work around track and band and all kinds of other stuff that they want to make you do, because rodeo doesn't count. Even though we pay for our own coaches, buy our own football field, we buy our own stuff, but you still got to make your grade. So it's a school thing. My point is, it's all school things. So my challenge to everybody this upcoming school year, if you can do 1/10 at your track meets, football games, basketball games, speech contests, whatever it is, 1/10 of the expression of faith and patriotism that happens when they mash them cowboy hats down on their head, I dare you to try it. I dare your administrators. I dare your faculty. Because I'm going to tell you, in that building, they were standing outside all the way to the street, couldn't get them all in. Fire marshal done shut the door. There was not one human being sitting on a chair, or taking a knee, doing something stupid. Every man in there had his hat off. The announcer prayed out loud at length in the name of Jesus over the microphone. Then we gave a round of applause for the flag 3 times. And it was plumb rowdy. Americans love America, and they're very appreciative to God for the American we live in. So when you get the one naysayer, the one squeaky wheel, the one pain in the career, just be louder. I promise you, if all 400 of you or 1,000 of you will stand up and do what you feel like doing, not what you're supposed to do, but what every one of you feel like doing, that one will either find his way into the program or find his way into the parking lot. Don't worry about it. Just do it. So we've followed him around here, and, you know, the pro rodeos do it and everybody doing it. But while I'm sitting there in that building the other night, I said, this is a school thing. This is ridiculous. And so tonight we're going to talk about judging. Judging is how we got from where we were to where we are. You see, judging was the open door for political correctness. Because we were denied an opinion. So, I'll just leave it with that for a minute, and we're going to talk about that some more. But I'm telling you, when we as the people man up, do what's in here to do, you're going to be just fine. There's nobody going to do nothing to you. Ain't nobody going to say anything. If they do, you can go all the way to Supreme Court, and next week you'll be praying on the football field again, just like, oh, what's his name? So, our God is really faithful. He just has a hard time backing up a bunch of cowards now. That's just, he's just not very good at that. So, I'm just really proud. We just really enjoyed ourselves. One other thing, I just want to brag on a little set of girls, and I don't even remember what town they were from. We were in the, Caldwell, and they is wearing a shirt said Day of Service. We're in a little coffee shop, and they come in there, and we got to visit in there for a minute. I said, what's that all about? They said, well, we came for the convention, but we went down to a park somewhere there in Fort Worth, and we cleaned up the park. So what do you hear about on the news? All you hear about is a bunch of young people in tents who refuse to take a bath, who poop in the park. And they don't clean anything up. You got to get a backhoe when they leave. Not these kids. They came down to make a difference, not make a mess. And we just really encouraged by the young people that are being brought up in that kind of atmosphere. And so the response to some of the things that I put out there about ag programs, new ag programs coming up, the Christian School in Lubbock, they got a brand new ag program coming up that we're going to get to go speak at one of these days, all the way to the ones who are struggling to keep their programs because vocational stuff and ag stuff and things that happen in the shop or the sheep pen. It's not as attractive as Friday nights that sell tickets and all the stuff. One bears a lot more fruit than the other. This doesn't get the attention. So, if you're just an old noisemaker who's appreciative of those young people who really stepping up, then I just want to brag on them a little. I want to do it out in public. So, anyhow, I'm proud of our youngins around. So got some of them tonight. We're going to pray over some youngins tonight. I'm going to give an opportunity to pray over some. And Davey, I'd like to pray over you tonight. We're going to send them down the road, and they're headed to college. Better pray for them every day. Better pray for them every day. There's a lot of voices in the earth, and some of them are trained pretty good. So, you know, some of you kids got a good foundation under you. You can lean in a little and you'll be fine. But anyhow, let's pray and we'll get Murph singing a little bit. I think Rhonda's about ready to come up here finally. Get up here, Rhonda. Holy moly. Lord Jesus, I just want to thank you tonight for our time together. Thank you, Lord, for the word. Thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing in this little group. And Lord, all the fruit that's coming forth. We do. We pray over every situation, and tonight we're going to take time to pray. But Lord, I want to thank you for our youth, the seed of a nation. Lord, all we do is hear about the bad all the time, and Lord, there's a lot of good. A lot of good seed out there. I pray that we'll be diligent at the kitchen table to tend to it. So Lord, use the teaching here in this place to help us. Help us all to do better. Thank you for this great nation we live in, Jesus. This great United States of America, one nation under you, God. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We give you all the praise tonight, Lord, in your mighty name, Jesus. Amen.
I want to tell you a little what happened to us day before yesterday, but and my Bible just, and I was putting my guitar down, my Bible just opened up, and it's in yellow, so I just looked at it. It says, "And when they had prayed, the place where they were assembled together was shaken, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God with boldness." That's Acts 4, verse 31. We went to our little local nursing home Sunday and did a church service, and they didn't even know we were coming, really, because they'd had a deal of COVID and went through there, and they hadn't had church in a month or something. But anyway, we said, "Oh, we'll do it." And so they started coming, and I really didn't have anything really planned as far as I want to talk about our freedom as a country and the freedom of being used to be slaves of sin, was free and all that. But most of us wanted to just sing, and we just sang. I just brought my guitar. We were on it, didn't even play. We just asked them if they wanted whatever song it was. It was the sweetest time. And it was, I mean, we had 25 residents that come in there. They just kept coming in there as we were singing. And we went the whole hour, and it was just a really cool time. And they kept saying, "We don't want to stop. You keep singing." And so there was a song that I didn't, we never had played it anywhere. It's brand new, and it's Chris Tomlin wrote it, and it's brand new. It's called Always. I wasn't 100% confident in it, but I started singing it and playing it. And there was a lady in there that, she had looked like sometime or another she had had a stroke, just what looking at her. Anyway, I noticed her out of the corner of my eye, and she was singing these words with me. And I said, "You know, this is written in 2022. It's not even on the radio." But she's singing all these words, and I'm looking at her, and she's singing. And so anyway, we get through, and she comes up to me, and she said, "You know that song, that last song that you sang, and you said it was a new song? For something, those words just started coming out of me." And she said, "And this has never happened to me before." But she was singing these words, and, you know, it's just about like that Acts 4, you know, the Holy Spirit. And so don't tell me that he's not still doing it. So this is, you're going to have a cheat sheet, because the words are going to be up on them. But this is the song that I sang. So I know it's a spirit-filled song. And then when I got home, this is kind of the sideline to it. Chris Tomlin, who wrote the song, has got a Facebook page. And so I just told him the little story that I just told y'all, just a real little short version. And I didn't think anything about it. I just sent it, you know, anyway, it's going to go to some cyberland. Well, it wasn't 30 minutes later, I said, my phone just dinged, and it was Chris Tomlin. And he says, This is awesome. And he said, you know, he's asked me how long I'd been singing, had been listening to his music and whatnot. And so anyway, it's just a, God, God is no respecter of persons. Whether you're in a nursing home or where you're the top of the charts or whatever, or you're just an old for sale auctioneer or whatever, he's no respecter of persons. You're going to have a chance to sing this song.
Well, shoot, I'm not ready yet. Better get ready. Hey, tonight we're going to talk about something that's kind of a touchy subject, and some of it could get a little touchy, but like everything else around here, that's what we do. We do touchy subjects. And because I think that's our only hope as we navigate through the Bible and we find out who God really is and who we really are as his people. And as we work through a lot of the stuff that's been handed down, when you look at some of the issues of today, as I've thought about this a lot this week, and the Lord has dealt with me on this subject a lot this week, when you look at the situation we're in as a people and as God's people in the earth, and you got to stop and wonder sometimes, how did we get this way? How do you have a whole group of people, not just Mule Shoe, I mean, we travel all over the country, and how many young men can't look you in the eye that are working behind the counter or just have this identity issue? How we have so many people in America today, they can't communicate with each other. We have this now. So we text. We don't have to talk. We just text each other, Facebook each other, and so everybody can kind of have their little agenda, or they can have their say, they can promote their lifestyles, one thing or another. But if we're not careful, what we see happening, and we got one in the building with us tonight, but we sat with a banker the other day and had lunch, and I'm sure he backed my play here, what I'm fixing to say. But we have a whole generation coming up that knows how to check the boxes, but has no idea how to discern. No idea how to judge who's sitting across the table. All right, Greg? How many of you have been teaching school for a long time? We got some of them in here. You got this next batch coming up that know how to prepare people for a test, but don't know how to discern, don't know how to judge what's going on right across the table from them, right in the room with them, how to connect to people and to be able to figure some things out. If we bring up a whole generation of indoctrinated box checkers, What comes out of that? And how do we get there? Because if you'll look real close at the Christian faith today, we're box checkers. Where were you last Sunday? How much did you give? Have you ever been wet and dry in the same building on the same day? How many times have you prayed the prayer and blowed some snot? Box checkers. If you've got all these boxes checked, God's okay with you. You're okay with God. You know, preachers that say stupid things like that are actually judging. I challenged one time after a funeral. I said, man, I was glad you was available on Jesus' day off so you could put that guy in heaven while Jesus didn't have time. Do it all the time. What would you think of a preacher at a funeral that stood up and said, sorry, this guy went to hell? What would be the Christian response? You can't judge that guy. You're true. That's true. Because that's condemnation. You can't condemn him. Guess what? You can't promote him either. That's a judgment call. When you put him in heaven, that's a judgment call. Oh, that's what everybody wants to hear because, you know, Uncle Fred didn't mean it. We just got to get him up there. And I'm just talking about normal stuff. I mean, how many of y'all have done it? How many of y'all have been to a funeral? Well, you know that there's a pretty good chance that boy ain't got his fireproof underwear on. But we're going to do it anyhow. And that same guy will stand up there and take Matthew 7:1 and preach it with all the fervor in the world. Matthew 7:1. Judge not. Judge not that you be judged, that you not be judged. For with what judgment you judge, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. Now let's reread it again. Condemn not. Make a note in your Bible. If you got a New King James Bible, the note is already in the margin. New King James Bible, there'll be a little number one by the word judge. It'll be over in the center column. If you have a reference Bible, condemn. Condemn not. That you not be condemned. What's that mean? You can't serve sentence. You see, if you speed down my road, which we have a 1 mile road in front of our house, but there's a man that runs a business on the end of the road down there to where little cars go to his house and turn around and come back at a high rate of speed. Now, there must be some tax laws or something because they've put that guy in jail 3 times now for some business discrepancies. We petitioned our commissioners and we got the speed limit dropped from 60 to 30, but some people don't see the signs and one thing. I do not have the power to write the guy a ticket or to put him in jail for going too fast down the road while all our boys and our cousins are all riding their horses, and you get the deal. Just a 1 mile road. What's your hurry? Now, my wife does have the authority to pull a pickup out across the road and visit with him. You think the wrath of law enforcement is tough, you should have the wrath of a grandma. And it probably doesn't do you any good either to do that while the grandpa has a rope in his hand riding a pretty fast horse. But even while we've got these people stopped in the middle of the road visiting with them about our situation, we don't have the authority to serve sentence. We don't have the authority to condemn. So condemn not that you not be condemned, because while whatever measure you condemn, it'll be measured back to you. So if you study the word judge, condemn is one version of that word, one definition of that word. The other one, one of the other ones is to form an opinion. How many of y'all have opinions? How many of y'all ever been told to keep your opinions to yourself? I'm learning to not give my opinion. And in here, I can give my opinion. Because if you showed up, you asked. And then the other one is to discern or distinguish. Or to pick out. my little coffee with the colonel this morning, I talked of a situation where I hire judges for equine events. I need a guy to pick a winner. Now, he's supposed to discern, distinguish, and draw an opinion so that we know who gets first place, second place, third place. We give out the prize money. This guy is set there to choose. He is paid to judge.
This concludes this segment in our message, Get to Judging. Come join us 7:30 Wednesday nights at 710 East American Boulevard in Muleshoe, Texas. We're on the web, www.muleshoefellowship.org. We're on YouTube as Muleshoe Fellowship. And for Steve and everyone at Muleshoe Fellowship, God bless.